Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano, and welcome to Harp and Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpandonrugby.net. Views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 28, which I've titled Devon is a Place on Earth. This weekend's opponents for the boys in blue are Cardiff Blues in the Magners League, with kickoff in the Cardiff City Stadium on Saturday at 6:30 p.m. and live coverage on RTE2. Well, also starting this weekend is the New Look Super 15 competition, and they've made some great changes to it now. They've added, of course, an extra team, the Melbourne Rebels, and divided them into three conferences so that the local teams can, you know, there'd be more local derbies and a lot less traveling, which I think is an interesting addition. It's really done on the style of the NFL, to be honest, and it's a good idea, and I think it's going to improve the league. But the one aspect to the competition this year that I think is interesting is that it actually runs all the way from the start to the end. And it must be a dream for the coaches to have their squads together right the way through the tournament to the end. I don't think coaches in Europe would love that, because there's no internationals in the middle. There's no, you know, player protection. The coaches get to work with their squads right the way through the tournament, which is the way it should be. Now, of course, that's going to change in a non-World Cup year. But I just think it's great to see it happen once anyway. Now, of course, having watched the two matches this morning that kicked off the tournament, the standard wasn't that great, but they've got time to work on that. So it'd be interesting to see how that tournament progresses. Now, back to the Magners League, and of course, it's a break for the Six Nations, so it's all focus on the domestic competitions. And the way the league stacks up right now is very interesting, because Munster went down in Treviso last weekend, and the gap kind of closed a little bit on them. Now, it's still a 7-point lead they have at the top of the table, so that's quite a big gap. We're in second place, so they have 50. We're 7 points behind them on 43. Now, right behind us are our opponents tomorrow, Cardiff Blues. They're on 41, so this is a key game now. I mean, they have a game in hand on us, and if we can beat them in Cardiff, it would be a great strides towards actually getting that second spot and that home semi-final, which is surely what we have to be aiming for at this stage. So there's so much to play for. And of course, you know, in the distance and background behind them, you've got the Scarlets and the Ospreys. So it should be a great, great contest to see how those top four places shape up at the end of the season. Now, the Leinster team was announced earlier today, and Leo Cullen, I don't know if he's fit enough now to play, because he had 6 whole seconds against the French, and I really think that could have taken it out of him. But he's still soldiering on, and he's skippering the side in Cardiff with his 150th cap, no less. So it's a great achievement for him. Another interesting aspect of the team, it's a very young backline again, but at number 10 this time we've got Ian McKinley. Now, I'd be interesting to see him start in what is such a big game. I saw him twice recently. I saw him play for the A team against Curry in the B&I Cup, and I saw him play for Mary's against Young Munster in the All-Ireland League. And I think he's a player who needs to have a good backline around him. Now, it's young backs, but it's the Leinster's players who have done really well. Owen O'Malley, Andrew Conway, Niall Morris, they've all done well. He's got Isaac Boss firing the passes at him. It'd be interesting to see how he controls the game with those level players around him. And I think he's got the physical edge in terms of, you know, his size over Ian Madigan. I shouldn't be saying that because I'm a rock boy, but I think he has the potential to do better. So we'll see how that goes. And of course, a lot of the Leinster fans will be happy to see Stan Wright back on the bench. Good to see him. And of course, if he does come on, if anyone in the crowd shouts or start singing Who Let the Dogs Out, I hope it doesn't distract him too much. Of course, if you'd read Bernard Jackman's book, you'd know what I'm talking about. Now, as for my prediction, looking at the Cardiff team, I hate to say this, but the Cardiff team has inexperience at similar positions and experience also at similar positions, with the exception of the back row, and with the home advantage, plus the extra experience of Martin Williams and Xavier Rush in their back row, I think Cardiff are going to edge it. I'm giving it to Cardiff by 4 points. As always, when I say Leinster are going to lose, I hope I'm wrong. But if you want to follow me on Twitter anyway, you can get me at @harpandonrugby. You can subscribe to this podcast via iTunes on the Audioboo page. Check out the Facebook page as well. Go over there and click like. But enjoy your weekends of rugby wherever you are. And come on the Leinster.